Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county, and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. I'm Danessa Churchwell here with Eric Martinez from the Bromfield YMCA. And we are going to be talking about everything they have going on. Lots going on at the Y. We are going to find out everything. But first, we are going to hear from some of our sponsors. So stay with us.
Wayne Taylor has a proven record of commitment to Brownfield ISD. Serving on school board since 2001 and current board president, Wayne is an experienced leader in the district. With more federal and state monies going to charter schools, experience counts now more than ever. Father of two Brownfield graduates and husband to a retired BISD teacher of 28 years, Wayne makes decisions that are best for both teachers and students. Re-elect Wayne Taylor for Brownfield ISD School Board Place 5. Early voting starts April 24th, Election Day May 6th. Wayne Taylor, building a better future for Brownfield students. Political advertising paid for by Wayne Taylor.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we're not just your local pharmacy, we're your neighbors. The staff at Clinic Pharmacy is dedicated to helping take care of you and your family. Whether you need a prescription filled, your cholesterol checked, or just have a question, we're here to help you in any way we can. That's just what neighbors do. We're right around the corner, so come by and see us at Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, or give us a call at 637-7049.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. I'm Danessa Churchwell, once again here with Eric Martinez from the YMCA. And right now y'all have several different things going on. I guess let's start with tonight. Y'all have an event happening that happens every first Tuesday of the month. For those that don't know that, you have your celebrity reading program.
That's right. Started last year, and we've been really working to try and keep it going over at the ACES building, working in conjunction with them. Celebrity Reading Night, which will be tonight, and we'll have the one-act play participants coming, and so you know it's going to be really good because they like to get into character. And so it's for pre-K through second grade. There's a free book that you'll receive when you come, and we ask that one parent stay with their child during the event. It does start at 7 o'clock, and so a lot of people already have their kids bathed and ready, and so we tell them, bring them in their pajamas. It's very informal. Just sit, listen to somebody read a great story, get a free book, and then send them off to bed.
Okay, and do you know how this started? You didn't start this program. You've kind of taken it over, though.
Right. So Richard Porter sat and visited with the people from ACES and wanted to work two nonprofits together. What can we do to help? And so they wanted a reading program, asked that YMCA, in conjunction with the school, would work on getting people from the community to come out and read to the kids, just read to them for the little ones. Mm-hmm. And so they did it all year last year, and it's only during the school year. And then it's kind of hard, you know, during spring break and stuff like that. Sometimes those Tuesdays fall and we can't get it done. But as long as it's consistent, we consistently have, 10 kids or so that show up and listen to somebody read, get a free book out of it. And it's a lot of fun. It promotes ACES, promotes the Y and the schools and the just people in the community that come out and read to those kids.
So how do you pick your celebrity readers?
Well, we leave it up to Sarah. Sarah is one of our employees there at the Y, and she works with Ms. Jackson. And so they kind of brainstorm a little bit and think about people. They've had people from the police station do it, firefighters. They've had local pastors do it, the cheerleaders, Harvest Festival Queen, just anybody that would be attractive for, a young kid, football players, that they would look up to and have them come and read to them.
Okay. So a great program. Again, that's tonight. What's the time and what is the age?
Starts at 7 o'clock over at 111 South 6th Street, and it's for ages pre-K through second grade.
Okay. I guess we'll move on. Y'all are currently in baseball season. Just got started. So I guess Can you even say how that's going right now? Are you that deep into it?
I can tell everybody we had record numbers this year. We had over 440 participants.
Wow, that's kids sign up?
Baseball and softball together, which is really unique to put everything together and just have one baseball-softball league. Mm-hmm. So over 440 participants, over 41 teams, and you know, with that, it's about 100 volunteers between coaches and parents and you know, people volunteering in the community to help pull this off through the season. We had opening day on Saturday. We had 30 games starting at 9:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And so some of the teams played twice, and everybody else got to get a game in and kind of get themselves started. It was awesome. We started with the T-ball and Coach Pitch kids, and which was fun to watch.
That's always fun.
Yeah. There was one point where a little girl was on first base, and the little boy hit the ball, and she started running back to home plate instead of running to second. And so they ran into each other, and they couldn't figure out what to do, so they just kind of started running in circles in place, trying to figure out which way they were supposed to go. So it was pretty funny. But, you know, those little ones, we call those non-competitive. T-ball, which is 3- and 4-year-olds, and coach pitch, 5- and 6-year-olds. They play for 50 minutes, and they basically just everybody bats on each side as many times as you can for 50 minutes. Okay. And so it goes pretty quick, but it's a lot of fun for those kids, and they look super cute out there in their little hats and shirts that are too big, even though they're youth small.
Yeah.
And pants that they can't, you know, that are too big, even though it's as small as you can get. And so it was really neat just to see the kids out there. We got to do shirts and hats for the boys, and this year for the first time we did shirts and socks for the girls, but we did the colorful, like
the
pink polka dots or leopard print or
That's
camo. You know, we did a lot. Each league got a different type of sock with the color that matched their jerseys.
Oh, cool.
And so the girls looked super awesome out there.
Yeah.
Playing. So we made it through the day. Like I said, 30 games in our competitive leagues. Those are an hour and 15 minutes, but you get to finish the inning. So sometimes they take an hour and a half. We had two games take over 2 hours because they were tied. They kept being tied over and over and over again. So those took a little bit longer. And but it shows that there's good competition, which means the draft went well because those teams aren't just run-ruling each other. They're
They're
actually competing. And so we made it through. We got games to Monday night, had games Monday night. We have games tonight. So basically every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you'll see the lights on out there and teams playing starting at 6. Second game comes on at 7:30 so that they're done about 9 o'clock or so. And we shut it down for the night. All the competitive teams, for the most part, play on Mondays and Thursdays. And then the little non-competitive kids, with a few exceptions, play on Tuesdays and Fridays. So every night there's baseball.
And how long will your season run?
So we'll run through June 2nd is our last set of games. In our signups, we went ahead and told everybody give us through June 8th. That way, in case we had too many rainouts or we needed to push things back. But the way the schedule was made, we actually finished June the 2nd, and we'll have two sets of awards, one for boys that morning early and then one later for the girls, and we'll be done June 3rd. So season April 8th to June 3rd is a pretty quick to get. It turned out being 185 games in 8 weeks.
Wow.
That I scheduled for these two groups. So
that's awesome. And like you said, that was like record numbers for signups. So that's great for you guys. It's the first year y'all have done baseball, correct? This will be the first year. And then y'all have done softball
for 2 years, right? Okay. So we were able to continue the softball program, and then we just kept the same board of baseball, worked with them on kind of their thoughts on what they wanted to adjust for this season, and they loved it, because the second time we met, I already had list of kids, how many teams, and usually they're the ones that are having to be there Tuesdays and Friday nights doing signups. Well, one thing I want to remind people is that when we do signups, it's not specific nights. You can come anytime from 8 a.m. to 8:30, Monday through Friday, and sign up for that sport. You don't have to wait to a specific night. You can go anytime during the week. You can run over there during your lunch. You can procrastinate and pay the late fee like y'all did. You can,
Every time.
However you want to do it. And a lot of people have asked us why the late fee. And I'll tell you why.
Yes, why the Levy?
Specifically, you know, when you're running a program with 400-plus kids, I need to know pretty early and be able to tell my commissioners, you know, are we going to be able to form enough teams in certain divisions? And so we really encourage people. I mean, I give a month, 4 weeks of early signups, which is, means you've got 20 different days, right, Danessa, over those over that month
yes.
that you can come spend 10 minutes and get your kids signed up. So that way I can get a good hard number before we get into that last 2 weeks. And if I need to make a push for certain ages,
I can
do that.
Okay.
And so that's why the late fee is there. The prices stayed exactly the same as baseball had them, except for if you're a member, it's a little cheaper for you. So if you're a non-member, it doesn't cost you any more to play for the Y. If you're a member of the Y, then you get to save $10 a kid.
Unless so, you do the late fee,
unless
like
you
us,
do the late
and
fee.
Then you lose that.
So yeah, that's why we do that. It's to try and get a good number in early,
okay.
so that those last couple weeks we have a better idea of how many teams we're going to have and how many coaches we're going to need. And so it makes us to run a better program when we can do that. And so that's why we do the late fee. But we'll always give at least, 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks of early regular signups before we tap on the 2 week late fee.
And will there be any major changes that we'll see with you guys taking over baseball? Anything different that we need to be aware of?
Well, one of the biggest changes that a lot of people had to get used to was we decided this year that in the non-competitive levels, which is 3 through 6 year olds, that they already pay a cheaper amount. They pay $55 compared to the $65 for the older kids. And a lot of that is because we don't use umpires at that level because it's just training.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't charge them as much. But what we've always tried to do is charge them less and still give them, like, the major league logos and those kinds of things. And so we ended up barely breaking even with that group. And so this year we decided to save some money and do something different. We designed shirts and hats for all the non-competitive teams that were the same. And so all the boys say Brownfield Baseball on them. It's a cool little logo. It's got kind of stitching in the name. And their hats say YMCA Baseball. And then their colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're no longer the Rangers. You're Team 1 yellow, Team 2 blue, Team 3 red. We've got aqua blue. They pick some really fun colors.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have your traditional Indians, Astros,
right.
you know,
Which
Cubs jerseys.
Sense.
And it was a lot cheaper for the league, so it saved us a lot of money. And, you know, for those levels, everybody gets the same thing. And a lot of people were, like, not used to that. You know, they were used to being able to get what everybody
right.
else got. And I explained to them, hey, I've got a kid in that same level. We saved a ton of money, and they look awesome. I mean, when you go out there, it looks really neat to see the kids. They all have the same color on, and they've got this really nice Brownfield baseball shirt. The girl says girl softball on it, Brownfield girl softball. It has a little Y logo. And it's something they can wear everywhere and enjoy. The hat's the same way. And so that was a little different. People were, you know, it took them a while to get used to it. Once they found out that my kid was in that age, so it wasn't like I was doing something different. And the boards, when I talked to them, they felt like that would be a good move for us, again, to save money since we charged them less anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, we've offered parent shirts as a fundraiser for the group. So if a parent would like a shirt that matches their son's team or the Brownfield baseball ones, they can come and order one at the Y for $15. We pay the cost, and then everything else goes right back to the league. And so we use that just as a little fundraiser for coaches to buy their shirts and then parents as well. But other than that, everything's pretty much been the same.
So in doing that, are y'all going – I know normally there's a fundraiser that the kids sell tickets or candy, or there's been different things over the years. So are y'all still doing that fundraiser as well?
Yes. The shirts, you know, we won't make a whole lot, but it does give that option for parents to match their kids and coaches as well. But this year we're doing a raffle. We're giving each kid 25 tickets. It's $2 per ticket. And the prize is 4 Ranger tickets and a $100 Visa card.
Oh, wow.
So pretty much it pays for your entire trip to go watch the Texas Rangers play this year. And then once the drawing is done on June 3rd, we'll give, 4 or 5 dates in which they're at home playing. And then you just pick which day you want to go. We'll get the tickets in for you, and you get to go have
nice.
a a fun evening at a Ranger game. I know you enjoyed one last year.
Well, I wouldn't say enjoyed it with three little ones, but it turned out to be the hottest day of the whole season.
Yeah.
But well, and it was a 2:30 game.
If you win, you should invite your pastor and
advice to go with, whoever wins is don't pick the hottest game of the season at the afternoon time.
Yeah.
Go in the evening.
Go in the evening, yeah. So, and go around July 4th because they have fireworks.
Yeah.
So those are a lot of fun. That raffle is already out. Kids have them in their hands. Okay. And I think there was a few of the older kids that we actually ran out of the initial set of tickets. So they'll get theirs this week. But all the little ones are out there selling already. Okay. So there's 440 of them. So I'm sure at some point you'll see a little yellow ticket. And go ahead and donate your $2 or more and help us continue to have great leagues.
Okay, well, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll find out about football and cheerleading and summer camps, so stay with us.
At Adventure Marketing, we are a full-service advertising and public relations company. Adventure Marketing can help you develop and implement a marketing plan custom-tailored for the needs of your company. Let our team be there every step of the way to grow your business, from advertising, public relations, and promotional products to event planning, print, and web design. Adventure Marketing, fresh ideas in advertising.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band. Staying in front of technology, using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books. Great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
At Ratliff Funeral Home, pre-planning services will bring peace of mind, and it relieves your family from future financial obligations. You make decisions with a clear mind. Pre-planning is a thoughtful gift. The family needs to reflect on the memories without making decisions at an emotional time. Pre-arranging is a smart financial decision. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
Welcome back. We've been talking to Eric Martinez from the Brownfield YMCA. We talked about baseball, softball, celebrity reading program. Now we're going to move on to football and cheerleading, which you guys are currently taking signups for.
That's right. I got a phone call about 3 weeks ago from the current HPYFL directors, and they wanted to know if the YMCA would come on board with them and be the head of the HPYFL Tackle Football League. And then still be the commissioners. And so we were excited to partner with them and begin that process of bringing tackle football under the YMCA. HPYFL is a group that is small towns, Littlefield, Leveland, Brownfield, Olton, Post, La Mesa. Those are all teams that Sundown that all play in that HPYFL league, High Plains Youth Football League. And last year was their inaugural, their first season. All their games are played at the brand new Lobo Stadium in Leveland with the turf field.
Oh, wow.
So it's a beautiful complex, and it's, just awesome for the kids to play on. All the games are played there with the exception of maybe a game in Sundown. So either way, you're talking about 30, 40 minutes to get to your game here if you're playing in Brownfield. And this year they're doing 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds can start playing tackle football. However, it's not your traditional tackle football. So
okay.
What it is it's only from hash mark to sideline, which makes it about 20 yards wide, and it's 7-on-7. And so it's not 11 kids out there, mm-hmm. running into each other. And so it's more of a speed game. It's a lot like six man, except for it's a very short field. And so, but they get to learn how to, put on their equipment, how to make the right tackle. And at that level, it's just fun because most of the time they're just holding on to somebody's leg and then that kid gets tired of dragging them, so they fall down. And so that'll be our mini division, 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds. 7 and 8 have their own division, 9 and 10, and then 11 and 12. And so as you get older, of course, competition gets a little bit tougher, and then you play your traditional 11-on-11. Some of the questions that have been asked are the fees and how those work. So now that the Y has control of that, what we've decided to do was go ahead and rent out equipment. So we will purchase all of the equipment brand new or refurbished, and then we will fit each kid, making sure that everything fits right so that they're protected. And so the $200 that you pay to play tackle football gets you your equipment for the entire season. And then your jersey, which, you know, will have your name on it, is what you get to keep at the end of the year. And so you rent your equipment. This includes game pants, your shoulder pads, your helmet, your jersey. And so all you have to do is buy you some shoes, and we've got everything else for you in that $200 fee. And it is the most expensive sport that we run.
Yes.
But also it's not the same as buying a T-shirt and a hat. I mean, helmets are $80, shoulder pads are $60, game pants are $30, $40, jerseys are $70 a piece just because of the way that they're made. And so it's expensive to play tackle football.
Right.
It's not like, you know, anything else that we run. And still, our pricing is lower than a lot of tackle football leagues in our area. And so for $100 down, if you wanted to come and sign up, you pay the $100. That secures your spot on that age level team. And then we ask by June 1st, which gives you a couple months, that you give the other $100. And then that will be everything you need for the season.
Is that fee the normal fee that you would pay if even like before Y took it over?
It was $250 the year before, and then leagues, there's other leagues in our area that run around the $300 mark.
Okay.
And so we were able to bring it down to $200, which is, you know, pretty feasible for tackle football.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to get it lower, and we possibly could in the future. But our first round, we wanted to make sure that we had enough money to get good equipment, purchase it, we'll keep it in stock, and then every 3 years that has to be rotated out and new equipment has to be sold in. So when you first start a program, you've got to set a number that you know for sure you can break even and make sure the kids get what they need.
Right.
And then as this program moves forward, as we get youth sports sponsors, we can talk about that before we close, you know, that'll bring program fees down and keep them low is
right.
what we want to do for our community.
Okay.
And then with tackle football comes cheerleading. They work together. It's called HPYFL Cheerleading. And that is also a group that travels with the team. And every time they play, they get out there and they cheer. We've got multiple divisions in cheerleading. We're finishing up the finalizing of cost and ages for those particular groups. And so I'm working with Jessica Cavazos, who has run that cheerleading program for the last 3 or 4 years. And we've got a meeting upcoming this week to finalize the prices. We're looking around the same, $200 to $250. It may cost a little more. They like to get multiple cheerleading uniforms, and then they get, you know, sweatsuits because it gets cold, and they want multiple sets of pom-poms and multiples. And with cheerleading, however, it's all-inclusive. So when you pay that, you're going to get everything you need. And so
will they keep their
they'll be able to keep
stuff?
Everything,
okay.
Yes. And that's the biggest difference. If we were charging people to keep equipment in football, it would be around the $300 mark.
Right.
Because that's the only way you could even break even. But because it's a rental situation, we can bring the price down. So with cheerleading, it costs.
Yeah.
But you get to keep everything. And so it's a good keepsake for parents and moms and those kids. And sometimes they can wear those uniforms for, you know, other things, Halloween, stuff like that. So, but that's coming up, tackle football and cheerleading right now. If you have questions, contact the Y, 806-637-7897. All of my employees are trained in can answer basic questions. If there's anything specific, they'll give you my number, or I'll contact you later, as well as the commissioner, who can answer any specific questions you may have that they don't. But like I said, boys baseball, girls softball right now is going on, and then tackle football and cheerleading, we're doing signups right now.
Will the cheerleading, will there be tryouts, or is it you just sign up, you pay, and you're in?
And you're in.
No matter good
no matter
or bad.
What. Right.
Okay.
It's training, and so they work out about the same amount of hours the boys do. So if you see the boys out there practicing football, you'll see the girls on the tennis courts practicing. And they teach them the jumps. They teach them the dances. They do the choreography. They teach them the stunts. Our cheerleading commissioners go to training, a two-day training every single year that teaches safety, concussion protocol, how to do the lifts, how to make sure you have plenty of girls under the lifts in case something happens. It is very, I'm very pleased at the way that they run it. It's very professional. They are certified to do what they do, and they're very good at it. And probably a lot of people have seen them out at the Harvest Festival. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 40 of them out there. They are very, it's a very good program. You can tell when you see them dance. It's very succinct.
Very
they put in a lot of practice. There's a lot of pride that goes into it. And so that's what you want to see in a program like that. But it is all inclusive. And so if your little girl wants to be a part of it, we're not turning anybody away.
And so those sign-ups, like you said, are going on at the same time as football.
Yeah, and go ahead and call and get that information. Probably actually Monday is when you can come start filling out forms. We weren't as in a hurry with football because with football, again, early sign-ups, we need to know how many teams we're going to have, mm-hmm. if we need to make a push for certain ages. But with cheerleading, since it's everyone's in, we waited a little bit longer. We'll probably start those on Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when does football sign up? So when do they end?
The early signups will end this month, so the end of April. So you still got 2 weeks. And we'll probably push it a week or two into May just because of Easter and we're closed a couple days. But once that's over, we'll have another month of late registration, which will go into June. Whenever people are given their last payment. Okay. And so you really have until June 1st to get signed up, but you don't want to pay the late fee. And it is $185 if you're a member. So, again, another benefit of being a Y member is you save $15 per kid just by being a member of the Y. And that gives you a little bit cheaper discount on that $200 fee.
And will the late fee still be the normal $10, or will it be more?
It'll be a little bit more. It'll probably be $20, again, because it is so much more.
Right.
And so we'll add that coming up in middle of May.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about summer camps.
Yeah, we're really excited this year to work with the high school coaches. This is something that I felt I wanted to do from when I took over, and that is get with all the high school coaches that run volleyball, tennis, baseball, softball, football camp, and run all of those in conjunction with the Y. This is not something that we're going to make money off of. Actually, everything we make, we give right back to the school. So this is our service to the school to say, use us. People know we're open 8 to 8:30. You don't have to set sign-ups. You don't have to do any of that. They can come in, sign up for camp. We give them the dates, and then they let us know, hey, I want to do tennis, baseball, and football camp. And so they sign up for those three. They pay those fees individually or as a package, and then they put it on their calendar, and they show up and have a great camp. So all that will run through us this year. All the ages kind of vary depending on the sport, and then the times vary. Of course, right now, we're looking for our new AD, so he'll set football camp. Mm-hmm. Usually it runs right before school starts. Mm-hmm. Baseball usually runs right after school ends, but we're finalizing those dates, and I'll have those for you at the 1st of May to set out our summer camp schedule. So we're excited to be running summer sports camps for the kids.
And then we have just a couple minutes left, but I know you guys are doing boot camps currently. So if you want to talk about that in the last few minutes that we have.
We had our first boot camp with our new fitness director, Laura Don Juan, and she is doing two camps. The morning session runs 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Currently, we are in conjunction with the Our Promise Youth Academy using their facility to have that boot camp. So we appreciate them, 5 to 6 a.m. Tuesday, Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., she does the evening boot camps. So those are going on right now. It's never too late to sign up if you want to jump in. We just started week two this week. They run 4 weeks and then 2 weeks off, and then they start again. And they're going to be going all year long.
Okay.
And we went from 3 or 4 participants in the morning one to this to now we have 7 or 8. The evening boot camp is now has 18.
Wow.
And so they've tripled in numbers almost from people just getting excited, word of mouth. Laura is very, very good at working with different levels.
Yes.
I mean, we're in a situation in our morning boot camp where we've got people that are marathon runners all the way down to hadn't worked out in years. And so she's very good at picking the kinds of things that, or she'll say, hey, if you can't do a full push-up, that's okay. I can give you a way to do it. Or if you've got an injury, we have one in our morning group that has back problems. And so when we do jumping exercises, she gives her a whole different exercise that'll work the same muscles without having to put pressure on her back.
Mm-hmm.
So She is very good at that, and we want people to check out our Facebook page. Go and like the YMCA. We post everything on there. Schedules for games are on there, opening day stuff, everything coming up, cost. $45 for members, $65 for non, which is half of what you would pay in Lubbock for a boot camp. Mm-hmm. So cheap prices is what we're going for. We really want to be a service to the community. And that's something that we have going right now is those boot camps. So come in and be a part. Of course, you can come be a member. Individuals for $38, $39 a month, and couples at $54. And then full families for $58, your whole family can come and work out. 24-hour facility over at 1601 Lubbock Highway. So lots going on at the Y. Thanks for letting me come on and let everybody know. In the fall, we've got tackle football and indoor soccer. So we'll be talking about that in the summer.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on this morning and being with us and giving us all of that useful information. This will be up on our Facebook page, so you can go back and listen to it, get anything you need to write down. You can do that. You want to give your contact mm-hmm. number in case anyone has any questions?
Absolutely. Contact the YMCA of Brownfield at 806-637-7897. Speak to one of our staff members, and they can help you out with any questions you may have about personal training, about membership, about youth sports, or anything else we have going on over at the Y.
Okay. Thank you. This was Danessa Churchill on the Town Talk Show. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.